CIA chief travels to Moscow for unannounced talks, U.S. media reports. Published. The head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, has traveled to Moscow for unannounced talks, the BBC's U.S. news partner CBS has reported. John Ratcliffe reportedly arrived in the Russian capital earlier on Tuesday. Neither Washington or Moscow have confirmed the nature of the visit or who he was due to meet. In-person talks between high-level American and Russian officials are rare. Flight tracking data confirmed a large U.S. military aircraft traveled to Russia from the U.S. via Latvia on Tuesday. It departed later on Tuesday. BBC News has contacted the CIA, the White House, and Pentagon for comment. Footage posted on social media showed the C-17 transport plane approaching Moscow's Vinnukovo International Airport. It departed Riga Airport at 05:50 GMT and appeared to have landed in the Russian capital at around 07:04 GMT, according to data from Flight Radar 24. It returned to Riga shortly before 17:00 GMT. Footage on social media also purported to show a diplomatic motorcade traveling through Moscow. Ahead of the trip, the U.S. told Ukraine that a senior delegation would be traveling to Moscow and asked Kyiv to suspend strikes until they had left, a senior Ukrainian official told CBS. The trip is thought to be Ratcliffe's first trip to Russia as CIA director, although he has maintained contact with his intelligence counterparts in Moscow. John Foreman, who served as a British military attaché to Moscow between 2019 and 2022, told Radio 4's PM program that the visit could be focused on escalation management, given speculation recent drone activity in Germany could be linked to Russia. He said, "The Americans don't normally send such a high-ranking official to Moscow unannounced at short notice unless something is up." Foreman said the trip could also concern the release of U.S. detainees currently being held in Russia. Ratcliffe played a role in negotiations for the release of Russian-American citizen Ksenia Karolina, who was jailed in Russia for over a year after being accused of providing support to Ukraine. The CIA was also involved in a 2024 prisoner swap deal with Russia that saw the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, as well as former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan and Russian-American journalist Alsu Kermisheva. The U.S. has had strained relations with Russia since it launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Since then, Russia has been isolated on the world stage and faced international economic sanctions. Ratcliffe appears to be one of the highest-ranking U.S. officials to visit the country during President Donald Trump's second term. Trump met Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit in Alaska last year, but the meeting did not lead to a breakthrough. Subsequent U.S.-led peace talks between Russia and Ukraine appear to have stalled. Additional reporting by Washington correspondent Daniel Bush and BBC Verify.